I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. According to a Harvard study, higher education is seeing a growing number of students on the autism spectrum. These students face many challenges throughout school, but if they decide to go to college, well, then things can get especially difficult. Even though colleges are becoming increasingly aware of this issue, more work remains. When Rachel Zurich wanted to go to college, some people told her it wasn't a good idea.
I didn't really let that get to me. It got to me a little bit, but I graduated magna cum laude and I did really well.
That's Zurich speaking at a conference about autistic college students at the University of St. Joseph, where she graduated in 2013. She's now a professional cake decorator. For people on the autism spectrum, success stories like Zurich's are becoming more common, thanks to a rising awareness at colleges of their needs, says Jane Thierfield Brown.
Because really what we're trying to do is not just think about education. We're not just trying to produce students with another college degree. We're trying to produce independent, successful adults. That's our goal.
Brown is co-director of College Autism Spectrum, a group that helps autistic students and their families through the college process. One of the biggest hurdles facing students with autism is transitioning from home to college life. They have to advocate for themselves and learn to navigate sometimes complex social situations. Their parents have fewer rights because federal privacy laws make it hard for them to be involved. And some colleges won't allow parents to be involved at all in student decisions, Brown says. For Rachel Zurich, she got help from the staff at the registrar's office where she worked while at the University of St. Joseph.
The people were really like second moms to me. They guided me when I came in and I was upset. They always gave me great advice, and that helped me so much throughout my college career.
Or, as another student panelist put it, part of being a self-advocate is knowing when and how to ask for help. David DeRoche, WNPR News.